Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays. Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Gonna come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You with Ken?
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin?
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you with you?
Step your game up.
Yes, yes, yes. Step your game up, y'all. It's your girl, Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay. And you are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays, where we network, showcase, and promote nothing but successful independent businesses. I'm going to have Miss Kimberly Realm live in the building, a.k.a. Lady Survivor live in the building. She is going to be helping us and teaching us how to step our game up tonight against child abuse. Also, she's going to be talking about her fabulous, magical kingdom. We're going to be talking about that, so make sure you got your computer, your screen up. Make sure you clean out all your cookies and whatnot, because I'm definitely going to give you her website to go to see all the fabulous and magical things that she's doing. And at 8 o'clock, we're going to have Rodney from Man of God's Ministry coming in live. So you make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Y'all know how we get down. Also, you can jump in the chat room as well. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Yes, that's /DivaSpot. And you can chat it up in the chat room. You can ask my guests questions. You can give comments. And you can definitely scroll up to the top of the page and follow the show so you can know when we're going to be on live. Well, without further ado, I'm going to bring my special guest live in the building with me, Miss Kimberly Rambo. Welcome, Lady Survivor. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fabulous, and I'm very happy to be here.
That's definitely what's up. So for everybody that's listening on their phones, on their smartphones, online, introduce yourself and tell them exactly who you are.
My name is Miss Kimberly Rim, Lady Survivor, owner and founder of the Fabulous Magical Kingdom. Let me rephrase that. God is owner and founder. I have a purpose from God, and I am just the vessel that he is using. That's who I am. I help bring awareness to child abuse towards our children. I am a survivor of sexual abuse.
Well, amen. I just thank you for coming here, sharing your story, sharing your growth, sharing your success, and I'm definitely proud about that. So, Lady Survivor, that is such a dope name. Tell us about your journey and how your purpose was revealed to you.
Well, I'm going to start with in 2005, a girlfriend of mine, she used to come to my establishment, the store I used to own, and she kept saying to me, come to my church. And I would be like, nah, I'm not coming to your church. I don't believe in the man that you believe in, because I was raised to believe I was the devil's child. And I believe there were some people that was born for the devil, and there were some people that was born for God. Well, I believe that I was born for the devil, so I didn't believe in what she believed in. But she asked me, and she kept asking me, and I decided one day, when she didn't ask me, when she stopped asking me, that's when I asked her. I said, "Are you going to church Sunday?" And she was like, "Yeah." So I said, "I'm going to go with you." She said, "Yeah, whatever." So I went to church with her. It was on Easter. And for some reason, I'm sitting up in the chair, and I'm holding on to my legs, I'm holding on to my arms. And something kept
breaking up, Kimberly. I'm sorry. Kim, you're still breaking up. I'm going to try to wait for you to get to a good place. I see the caller. Well, that's
Hello?
All right. Yeah, I can hear you now, Kim.
Okay. So, and like I said, in 2005, I joined the church. I still didn't believe in God. 2006, I was baptized. I still didn't believe in God. And I guess he said, okay, she's going to be a tough cookie. So in 2007, he came to me. He said, you know, I showed you this. I showed you that. I've been here for you your whole life. And I said to him, you haven't been here for me. You know, you allow me to get raped. You allow me to be abused. You allow me to go through this. You allow me to go through that. He said, no, I was there for you the whole time. And then he started explaining to me about what it meant to give your life to Christ. And from that day on, 2007, he explained to me, in order for me to receive my purpose in life, I had to forgive my rapist. I had to forgive my sister. I had to forgive my mother, the aunts, uncles, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, no way, no way am I going to do that. So he said, okay. So every night I went to bed, well, at least I thought I was sleeping. You ever been in a situation where you think you're sleeping, but he's having you up all night talking? I was like, oh, my goodness, if he don't stop talking to me. And he was like, well, you know, you have to take on the purpose. Well, I took on the purpose. He took the thumbtack out. He gave it to me. And when I looked at my hand and I saw what my purpose was, I was like, oh, my goodness. He wants me to bring awareness to child abuse. So that's my journey. And that's how it started, and I'm so grateful for it.
And you have definitely came a far way. And, of course, get goosebumps. I always love to network and hear, you know, stories and things that happen where the person survived it. Like, I'm not going to let what happened to me determine, I'm not going to let the current situation at the time determine my identity, determine my future. So, you know, I'm just thankful, you know, and I love the name Lady Survivor. You know, when did the name Lady Survivor come about?
Well, you know, the Lord works in funny and mysterious ways. I was sent my manager. I have a manager called Kobe. His name is Kobe Clinton, and the Lord sent him to me. Kobe is a soldier from God, and with this purpose that I have. I know that I have to use earthly ways to in order to run my purpose. So he knew I was being overwhelmed, and, you know, there were days I was crying. I was like, well, Lord, I just can't seem to keep up. I can't seem to do this. I can't seem to do that. You know, complaining, of course.
Yeah.
And he got tired of my complaining. So he sent a soldier to me, which was Kobe. And Kobe became my manager. And I love him so dearly. And, you know, basically, he was giving me all this work to do. He was like, this is what you need to do to your website. You know, as the Lord was talking to me, the Lord was talking to him. And he was like, you need to do this, you need to do that. So I'm on my website, and I'm doing all this work. So the Lord, he says to me, he says, Kim, well, he calls me Kimberly. He says, Kimberly, every time, you know, you type your name, make sure you let your manager know Lady Survivor needs to go next to it. So I'm like, Lady Survivor needs to go next to it. And this is 2012. He's telling me that this is this year, a couple weeks ago. So I called Kobe up, and I said to my manager, I said, the Lord came to me, and he said, you know, you really need to start putting your next to the name, Lady Survivor. He said, because you're a survivor. You're an example. You need to know and show people that you're a survivor. You need to have that name beside it. And I was like, okay, Lord, it's there. So now, every time we do a letter or we put something out, it's AKA Lady Survivor.
And big shout out to Kobe. Very professional, very on time. Yeah, you can tell that he has the best interest for you. And I like that Kobe asked specific questions. It wasn't like, you know, the average everyday questions. Kobe asked me questions in detail, and I really like that. Because, you know, of course, I deal with a lot of managers with the artists. And, you know, the managers, you can tell that they really don't have the well-being for the artist or the business owner. And they're really not taking care of business. But he is definitely taking care of business. So big shout out to Kobe and everything that he's doing. I see you guys with your hands
up in a hotline, and I know y'all want to ask questions. I know y'all want to talk with Miss Kimberly Rim. We're going to go into some music right now, and when we come back from this short break, we're going to open the lines up so you guys can talk and network with Miss Kimberly Rim, a.k.a. Lady Survivor. It's Deep Spot Radio. Step your game up Saturdays. Let's go. Gave a lot of my life to the public, but y'all don't really know. Shame that y'all put me in such a box. Check it.
Hey, yo, Mary. I want you to talk to him like you're supposed to. Come on.
Looking for someone to love me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking for someone to love me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Come on.
I'm low.
My drama, my karma, my love, my life, dear mama. The wars I fought, scars that I garnered. The hustle, I got that honest from my father. Mix me with violence, blend me with peace. Combine me with hate and I can't face defeat. I did it all in a week, still incomplete as I stand on my feet. It take a lot to still dance to the beat. Skin more cold than callous than concrete. I love swimming, but that's just one ski in a rich man's cheap hotel with bed sheets. You know what I'm looking for.
Looking for someone to love me. I'm looking for someone to love me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Check it.
Hey.
It's my life worth to marry. Can't f*** with me, Virgin Mary. Go ahead, make my day dirty, Harry. Weezy, the world pops the cherry. Everybody pushing, but I don't fall back. And everybody looking, but blind to the facts. The clock on the wall says it's time for some action. Now you could take that to the bank and cash in. I'm feeling myself, if they feeling me. Can't spell them without me, it's them or me. Yesterday was a memory, looking in the mirror at my enemy. But today I'm
looking for some.
Game of Saturdays with Diva Mary Kay. I got Kimberly Rim live in the building, a.k.a. Lady Survivor. And that was Mary J. Blige right there off the My Life 2 album that recently dropped. And the song right there is called Looking for Someone to Love Me. I definitely love that song. It's a hot track. I really think it has a big shout out to Diddy, too. I'm really not a fan of Lil Wayne and Diddy, but I like what Diddy did on this one, so big shout-out to them. We back in the building with Kimberly Rim. We about to go to the hotlines and get some love. Kim, how you like that song right there? Because I know you a Mary fan, too.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I love Mary J. Mary J. is a sister of mine in Christ. I have never met her, but I have such a discerning spirit when it comes down to sisters that are in Christ that have survived in so many ways. It's, you know, it's a different situation, but the same walk, the same pain. So I love her. I love her music. I love everything about her. She's a definitely a survivor, a strong survivor.
Yes, she definitely is. Let's go to the hot lines and get some love right now. Let's open it up for 336-847. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio, Step the Game of Saturdays with Lady Survivor. What's your name and where you calling from?
Diva Spot Radio, how you doing this evening? This is Colby Clinton.
Colby, welcome to the show, King. Hey,
you know, what's up, Kim? You know I'm listening to my girl, Kim. I know she came on to do her thing. I told her, you know, she was going to have an opportunity, and I knew she was going to grab it by the horns and blow everybody away. So I just wanted to try and let her know that I'm listening. The movement, the cause, you know, it's something that's much bigger than we are. It's, you know, we are soldiers in this battle with a focus and a goal to make sure that everyone is aware and put as much awareness and attention on it as we can. And we're just playing our part, and I'm just here to support her. I'm proud of her. And we're going to do all we can to make sure that we save as many lives as we can in this thing. And I know that Diva Spot Radio is with us all the way. I appreciate your efforts and all of your energy.
Oh, no problem. I mean, when I was introduced, big shout-out to Don Jr., the CEO of Entertainment Worldwide Network. He was the one that introduced me to Miss Kimberly Realm. But it has, you know, I've always felt strong about youth and young adults and the children, and it was a blessing. So it changed me, you know, within 2 weeks. It sparked some things in the inside of me. And, Corey, that's the question I have for you. How has this affected you? What has changed for you since you have, you know, been working with Kim, Lady Survivor, and seeing all the success and everything that has been going on and how you guys have been able to educate us?
Well, you know, like most people, you know, on the outside looking in, you hear or you come across information, you've been introduced to it on some level, but you never really can appreciate the depth of it until you have something that pulls you in and consumes you and opens your eyes completely to it. And Kim has really done that for me, because she is someone who's not only dealt with it, but she's taken it and turned it into fuel for her fire. She's found a purpose. She's found, you know, what God has intended for her to do. And it's just awesome to me, because the energy that she gives off is overwhelming, because it's something that she lived and she believes so completely in. It's like, you know, this is what she's here to do, and I'm just here to, you know, contribute anything that I can, because I see now the depths and the, you know, the great lengths that she's willing to go for and fight for. So anything I can do, I'm going to do.
Well, most definitely. Kobe, we appreciate you calling in. Make sure you stay on the line. I'm going to keep your mic open. The hotlines are up, and they definitely want to speak to them and show some love. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the next caller who has been waiting. We definitely appreciate you. 773-759. You're now live on Step Your Game Up Saturdays. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, what's up, Mama? It's Denaya from Chicago. How are you?
Oh, my queen is live in the building. Welcome, welcome, queen. I know you like, wow, look who we got. I have been talking to Denaya about you, Kim, for like the last 2 weeks. And she's like, well, I can't wait to the show. So, Kim, Denaya, go ahead and introduce yourself to Kim and ask your questions.
Oh, my goodness. So, my name is Denaya Jor. I'm a jewelry designer from Chicago. I have to do singing and poetry and all that kind of stuff. but I've been working with youth since I was, goodness, I've worked with kids since I was like 10 years old, actually. And I know like a huge thing that I try to like teach the young girls about is respecting themselves and not letting these guys just take over their lives, especially these young girls. What advice do you have for young girls so they don't get into a relationship at like 15 and like get stuck and think like they just have to take whatever mess the guy's giving them already? Because like I've seen so many girls that are sitting here in abusive relationships and they're like 15 years old and they're okay with this.
Well, to answer your question, it starts at home, and parents are the adults and they're responsible for our children. And at 15 years old, no child should be dating, have a boyfriend,
and they need to have more control over their kids and where their kids are going, what they're doing, who they're spending their time with. You know, a lot of times, you know, you have to be in their business, unfortunately, because their business is your business. They're 15.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I try to always tell the young ladies, you know, they say, you're so fabulous. Fabulous do not mean because of the outside look. It's the inner you. You know, that's
exactly
what makes you fabulous, the inner you. You know, I know that there are a lot of times that through bullying and peer pressure, you know, they had this thing going on at the school where there was a contest. How many guys can hit this one female, or it was just like a group
wow
thing going on. So I pretty much had to put a stop to that when I go into the schools, and I allow the young ladies to know. I'm 43 years old, and I'm proud to say that I've only been with two men in my life. And, you know, and I don't have a problem with telling them that. And they ask me, and they say to me, wow, Miss Kim, what? And I'll be like, really? And so when they say to me they've been with, like, 15 guys or it's just sex,
wow,
I sit down and I explain to them it's more than sex. Your body is your temple. You understand what I'm saying to you? And you don't allow everyone to jump into your temple. You know, you protect
right
your temple. Yeah, your temple is very
right
personal, you know. So when you start allowing, you know, how can I say, I'm trying to be clean with it. When you start allowing everyone to jump on your body, you will be known. You know, I was very
right
protected, you know, at a very young age. We also have to understand, why are these young ladies doing this? Are they being sexually abused at home?
Right.
Someone, you know, is their parents allowing them to get out there to prostitute them, and they're making money from it. So there's
right
always a reason when a young lady is out here, you know, giving their body away like that. It's not something they just do. It's not something that they're raised with, because God don't raise us to be like that. So there's
mm-hmm
always a reason behind it. And in order to figure out that reason, sometimes you have to sit down with the young ladies individually.
Right.
It's the parents' responsibility. It's the school's responsibility. It's the neighbor's
mm-hmm
responsibility. It's the government responsibility to protect our children. And we're failing them. I'm telling you, we are losing the battle. And
right,
I always say, if you're a survivor and you say that you're a survivor, then you need to stand. Don't go in the corner. Oh, I'm a survivor, and, you know, I survived child abuse and all of this. Okay, well, you're a survivor, then it's your responsibility.
Right.
Shame on you that you're not somewhere helping these little girls or either helping the young men. You know, we need to start saying to them, you know, when my son was two, my niece molested my son, and he was two. But, see, I started with him when he was one, ABC, one, two, three. Then when I got to the part where, you know, when someone touched you the wrong way or if something happened.
Right.
And I'm here to tell you, sweetie, and the truth be told, if these young ladies are out here giving up their bodies, it's not something that they want to do, because, you know, it's sometimes difficult when you're only 15 and you've been with 25 guys. There is a reason for it.
Yeah.
It's a reason for it. And someone needs to sit down with that child, you know, take the time to sit down with the child, even if it's the neighbor. If the mom is aware the child is doing it and the child is out of hand and she's working all the time, then guess what? That's a part of abuse. That's child abuse.
Yeah.
That means mm-hmm that child needs to come out at home and be taken somewhere else, because what will happen, her body will be used up so much,
mm-hmm,
and they don't understand there is called infections out here that children could, that young ladies can get if you constantly
mm-hmm
have sex over and over, because they're having
right
unprotected sex. They think
yep
it's cool.
And you know what I've come to find is that the new generation, the millennial generation, I'm an 80s baby, of course, but, you know, even when I was coming up, it really wasn't talked about or it wasn't
mm-hmm
properly addressed. But when I was growing up and I was around 15, 16, you know, we was tough girls. We had a problem with our hands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we felt like we had to be tough or whatever. And I can remember
okay
being in a relationship every bit of 17, 18. I thought I was in a relationship, but I wasn't. But, you know, feeling some type of way,
slapping my little boyfriend, hitting my little boyfriend. And, you know, this was a generational thing. I've thought that this is how I was supposed to act, or I wasn't taught properly how to express myself when someone hurts my feelings. Or when I'm feeling some type of way. So now it's like we have to talk to our young adults, our youth boys and girls, about how to properly say how you feeling without using your hands. And low self-esteem is another thing. Low self-esteem is 386, I see you, I'm about to get to you, and I thank you for waiting. But low self-esteem is another thing. You know, when you're not paying attention to your kids, when you're not spending time with them and praying over them and encouraging them, now we got babies having babies. So you have the immature having babies right now, and then they raising more, they're raising the babies, having them cursing and carrying on. It's just a generational thing. You know, instead of saying to your daughter, oh, you want to run with these pissy-tailed boys, or he want to mess with these pissy-tailed girls. You know, parents are the ones. I got to cut the music off.
Parents are responsible for their children. And, you know, we need to stop trying to be our kids' friends, okay?
We're not friends.
And it's just like like I said, ABC 1 2 3. Nowadays, and I'm going to explain something to you, and I'm going to tell you my story. And my story is that I was 11 years old, and my sister married this man. And when she married this man, I never knew that my predator was there the whole time watching me, which was my sister's husband. I loved her so much, and I wanted to go home with her because back in the day they didn't have, you know, they didn't do honeymoons and all of that. Well, he raped me when I was 11. She walked in the room and walked back out. So she ended up having two kids with him, a young guy and a little boy and a little girl. Well, the little girl, when her daughter turned 11, he ends up raping her. So she ends up molesting my son. And then she ends up having a child, and her child ends up being raped and killed, and she wasn't even two yet. So it's a snowball effect that happened. And so when the Lord came to me with this purpose, it's not a business. I don't run this as a business. Of course, I have to do earthly things in order to run this purpose that the Lord has given me. What people fail to realize when they say to me, you're doing such an awesome job, I don't see it. And I'm going to explain to you why I don't see it. I don't want to see it because I want to stay humble and grounded. There is God, the purpose in the children, and there's little old me. And I just do what God asked me to do. And, you know, I get threats from predators telling me if I don't shut my mouth, what's going to happen. Do you know there's 1,000 doors they have to go through just to get to me? And about time they get to me, their energy is burnt because it's not me that is causing this to happen. This is not my purpose. This is God's purpose. He's just using me as a vessel to put it out there. You understand what I'm saying? I am here. I'm not going anywhere. I take my characters to schools. I dress up in a ball gown. I have another character, which is White Wolf. We go and we talk to the kids, and they ask us different questions. We give out our phone numbers. My business line is set up, so when they call, they actually think they're talking to Queen Anastasia and White Wolf. You know, I went to one school, 25 children from one school. 5 of them called because they were being bullied. Hear my hand to God, 20 of them were being sexually abused at home, and they wanted Queen Anastasia to save their life. They wanted to come to the Fabulous Magical Kingdom. So I ask you, what is going on with the world? Where are the survivors? I am a survivor, and I am standing. And I am saying to you, no more child abuse towards my children as long as I'm breathing. I'm here to tell you, if the Lord came down here today and said to me, Kim, there will be no more child abuse towards our children. You have completed your purpose. Are you ready to go home? I already explained to my son, and I told my son to explain to my grandchildren, if that day happens, I will drop to my knees, and I will stretch my arms out as wide as I can stretch them,
And I would say to him, I am ready to go home. Because that's how strongly I feel about my children. I will give myself away without a doubt, and I wouldn't even think twice. I will go home. So I guess you understand how I feel. Hello?
Is your phone cut out? Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. It was me. I was speaking and I muted myself.
Oh, my God.
You are a demon. Where are you? I'm not here. I left you. I ain't going nowhere. We fighting this fight together. Don't you worry about it. I won't. Even if you don't hear me, I'm a silent sleeper. I come up behind him. I got him.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. I be in the mall and I be telling them. They have their kids running ahead of them. I don't care. I'll stop a prayer in a minute. I'll be like, excuse me, can you please get your child? I'm not trying to be smart, but can you please get your child? Can you please get your child to walk?
Can we got more callers on the line?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Everybody got their hand up. We definitely want to give them a chance. We got 386-314 live in the building. You're live on Diva Spot Radio. Step Your Game Up Saturdays with Ebony B and Kimberly Rim, a.k.a. Lady Survivor. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Pastor Smith, and I'm calling from St. Cloud, Florida. And I would just like to say hello to you all.
Hey, Pastor. How you doing?
Pastor.
And I'm saying hello, and I'm here to support what Kim is saying, and I'm here to support Kim, because Kim is really one of those individuals that are very rare. I spent 27 years as a special agent for the state of Florida, and I saw so much child abuse going on, and I am also a product of child abuse at the age of five. Mm. So I understand what she's saying, and I stand with her through prayer and knowing that the Lord has brought me through as he brought her through, and that I want to let her know that I'm going to always be in her corner with prayer and whatever else she needs to help her.
Amen.
Finish her job. And I want to thank you for giving her this opportunity to stand and to speak out and giving her the entire hour or whatever you're going to give her. And it's just amazing how many people can find so many things, other things to talk about. Except things that are real to God.
Hallelujah.
And those things that are real to God is his children. He said, suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. You must be a little child in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. But if we destroy all of the little child in us through sexual abuse and foolishness, then there are no little children. So I just want Kim to know that I love her and that I'm here to support her, and I'm going to be around the corner every time she needs me. Another matter. God bless you.
I love you, Tim.
Pastor Smith, we definitely appreciate you calling in and giving us that love, that pure love, and giving Kim support. And that's what it's about. The end of the day, supporting, because we support so many things that has nothing to do with nothing at the end of the day. What are you really supporting? What are you really standing for? If you will protect your child, why wouldn't you protect another?
Amen.
Look at it. I don't just look at just my son or somebody. They're all, I have a motherly connection to kids, period. I'm not going to question it. I thank God for giving me that. But, Pastor, what you said is prayer. Prayer is so important for you to meditate, have a relationship with the Father, and then so you can be able to, you know, have a relationship so you can be able to, when you bring family and friends around, y'all can meditate with each other and have a stronger relationship. And I know, because it happens to me. Things happen in our life, and, you know, we in the get-over-it generation. Just get over it. It happened. Get over it. And even though there's a scar and it healed, it didn't heal correctly. So I'm at a point now where I'm like, I have to rip the scab off and heal this wound with prayer. That is the only thing that helped me, because I had to forgive those who did wrong to me, because if I didn't forgive them, I continue to be their victim.
That's
right. If somebody
right.
did something to you, you guys, whether they hurt your feelings, they sexually abused you, they physically abused you, they stole from you, whatever, they did something to your kid, you have to forgive them. I know it may sound crazy, but you have to forgive them, because if you don't, you want to continue to be their victim. You're going to be sitting out talking about it.
And you're going to continue to be in bondage. Understand
yes.
this. When the Lord came to me and said to me, I have to forgive my rapist, and then I will receive my purpose, I am a witness. I am a witness to God. I know he's real. Every time I walk outside and I feel the wind against my skin, I know that's him holding me. Understand, you have to forgive. You have to forgive in order to receive your purpose. Once you forgive, the bondage is you're free. You know how Martin Luther King said, free at last. Thank God Almighty, you're free at last. That's how I am. I'm free.
Yes.
My rapists don't have control over me at all.
That's right.
Wow.
You said the battle is not yours. It's his.
Look, my battle, I don't need to fight my battles. God fight my battles. Hallelujah, I don't need
it. I don't know why we run around here but trying to be Jesus Juniors anyway. God is laughing at us, y'all. We all know here laughing at our calamity, trying to be Jesus Juniors. Stop trying to be Jesus Juniors.
Mm.
We're going to take another break, go in and to this music. We're going to come back. We got Y.B. live in the building. The hotlines are lighting up. It's Step Your Game Up Saturdays with Kimberly Ram, a.k.a. Lady Survivor, and we definitely get in on top of this. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Let's go.
I can love you when my eyes close. I see your heart full of
That was Mary J. Blige with her song 25A. Of course, that's off her My Life 2 album. Go and get it. Go and copy it. Get it now. Put it in your MP3 player. Put it in your radio. Put it everywhere. Because me and Kimberly Ram, a.k.a. Lady Survivor, is bringing Child Abuse Awareness 25A. 25 hours, 8 days a week, man. This is how we're definitely getting it down. I'm so glad to have you here, Kim. We're getting so much good feedback, and we need to be aware of the things that's going on. It's so important. And I know, Kim, you don't do this by yourself. So who are the members, you know, on your team, you know, that have supported you and you would like to bring light to right now?
Well, I'm going to say all my soldiers that the Lord has sent me, I'm going to give thanks to him, number one. Also the children, because he had to go to the children and talk to the children and ask them before he came to me and said, what type of person do you need to help you to survive? And they described me, and he came to me. So I want to thank God, and I want to thank the kids for allowing the Lord to use me as their vessel. Also would like to thank my manager, Kobe Clinton. I couldn't do it without him. I love him, support him. That's God's soldier. The pastor, you know, Giles, I love you. Thank you for your support. My girlfriend, Cheryl Brown. It is just so many, and I would love to give honor. So I will be on this phone all day. And, of course, you, Ebony, giving me an hour to actually talk about child abuse awareness. It's a blessing. Anytime I can get the word out about it, it is so important because our kids are dying too young. And believe it or not, they're dying as young as younger than 6 years old. So this is awesome, and I thank you. I thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I thank all my fans and all my supporters.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I'm just blessed to have been introduced to you. And I checked out your website, The Fabulous Magical Kingdom. Tell everybody. I mean, it's so wonderful over there. You guys, let me put the website out there right now. You're going to go to www.thefabulousmagicalkingdom.webs, that's WEBS.com. Again, that's www.thefabulousmagicalkingdom.webs.com, and check it out. I mean, it's so much stuff over there. You got the Fabulous Magic Kingdom friends. Let us know about that because I love it, and I love the song "A Diddly Dee." We gonna play that too. Me and my niece Messiah. Shout out to Saya. We was in the kitchen listening to that, and she started singing. So you already got a good review, and she's three, and she's a diva. So there you go.
Wow.
So tell
wow.
us about the Fabulous Magical Kingdom for those who never heard of it.
Well, the Fabulous Magical Kingdom, it is something that the Lord brought to me. I can't take credit for the name. He gave me that purpose, and the Fabulous Magical Kingdom bring awareness to child abuse. My Fabulous Magical Friends, which are my characters, and my characters go to different schools or different events or anything that's dealing with children. The Lord do not allow my characters, and I want you to understand the reason why. My characters are not allowed inside of any type of churches or to participate in any type of events dealing with churches because there's so many different religions out here, and we cannot – the characters don't know anything about color, race, special needs, handicap. They don't know anything about those type of things that we earth people feed off of. So, you know, they don't do birthday parties because they're serious characters. So we don't go around and sing happy birthday and all of that stuff unless it's, you know, a special needs child or unless it's something that's going to help build someone's self-esteem up. But we actually don't go to parties that with kids that parents that have millions of dollars. I used to say millions of dollars and they want us to come out. It doesn't work like that. So, that's what the Fabulous Magical Kingdom is about. The Lord brought me a unique way of bringing awareness to child abuse, and we use our characters to do just that. If you go on the website, you will see some of the characters. And trust and believe when I say this, the flesh cannot come up with the Fabulous Magical Kingdom. Only God can do that. I did not come up with this. This is a purpose. And those names that he gave me Princess Carissa Lena, Tatiana, Queen Anastasia, Queen Eximia, White Wolf. I can go on and on. If you, when you go on that website and you see some of those names, you will know it was not the flesh, it was God. And I love him dearly, but sometimes I'll be sick. God be laughing. I know he'd be up there laughing. He's like, okay, well, use these names. I'm like, Queen Carissa Lena, how am I going to even spell that?
So, like, how will I spread this?
How would you go about spreading
it? My favorite character is Princess Kimberlina. She was so fly in her pink and black. And I'm looking
at that's Ladybug. Are you talking about Ladybug?
I'm just looking at the website. It says character Princess Kimberlina.
Okay. Princess Kimberlina. She has on white and she has a sword.
No, she got on black. I mean, she has on a black. She has black and she has pink shoulders. She got pink hair. She got pink shoulder pads and she got pink.
Wait a minute,
fuzzy.
Did the Lord smile? Let me see.
Yeah.
That is so funny, Diva. That is so funny because, see, the Lord, you know, has so many characters for these children to bring awareness to child abuse. And I am here to tell you, I am about to go on this website. It is so funny because the Lord is so funny. He is so funny. Lord,
and Brother Honeywell, too. Oh, let me bring YB. YB is here, too. I got to bring my king up in here. YB is such a supporter of Diva Spot Radio, and he is a man of God. So we definitely got to bring him here. Let me go ahead and open your line up while we're getting to the characters. YB, round of applause for you, man, for even being here. Welcome.
No, thank you. The honor is actually, you know, it's all mine. I'm just sitting here listening to this wonderful show. You know, it's really, really, really inspiring and motivating to be on a deep.
Oh, yes, when you have Kimberly Graham, a.k.a. Lady Survivor, somewhere, it's going to be inspiration. You're going to be changed and touched. I'm telling you right now. So, why not go ahead and you know, give a shout-out to her?
I definitely shout you out. I was just listening to you, and shout out to the pastor. I actually called in as well, but your spirit just, even through the phone, just touches anybody that's listening to this show and believes in the Lord to instantly just be humbled and gratified. Like, you was really putting in work for the Lord, and Lord knows we need more tools like you.
I thank you so much. I really do, and I appreciate you saying that. And, you know, it's I'm being honest when I say this. It's the Lord. It's the purpose in the children. And I'm like a little tiny pea, and he uses me as a vessel, and I'm just obedient to what he says. And he sends soldiers, and I have a discerning spirit where I know the difference between the devil's soldiers and God's soldiers. So he also has given me that gift, and I'm so thankful, and I really appreciate your support and everything that you're saying. But all the glory definitely goes to him, and I'm grateful and I'm thankful. Excuse me?
Yes. No, you hit it on the head. All glory goes to God. It's almost the perfect definition of Galatians 2, verse 20, and all that said is, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me.
Hallelujah.
And gave himself for me. It's perfect. It's
Hallelujah.
It's perfect. It's just perfect. You know, it don't get no better than that. It's just perfect.
Hallelujah. If people can only get it, they have to let it go. You have to let it go in order to receive your purpose. Hallelujah.
And I'm opening up everybody's lines, too. So, Kobe, Denaya, Pastor Smith, Wydot, everybody line is open as well. Wydot, do you have a question for Lady Survivor before I get to 818?
No, not more of a question. It's just I really appreciate your work. I would say you have a strong head on yourself, so I know you're never going to let the devil get into your mind and play with you and destroy what God has actually already installed in you. So I'll just salute you all day.
Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you so much.
And everybody that's just tuning in, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spa Radio and Steffi Game of Saturdays. We have Kimberly Ram live in the building, a.k.a. Lady Survivor. She is the owner and founder of the Fabulous Magical Kingdom. You definitely want to go to the website at www.thefabulousmagickingdom.webs.com. Kimberly was sharing early her story of how she was raped, you know, and sexually abused, mm-hmm. and how she overcame it. And, you know, if you guys have questions or if you have comments, Kimberly is talk to you about this and talk to you about how to be a survivor. You don't have to be held in that bondage. So I'm going to go to 818, been patiently waiting, 818-358. You're now live on Diva Spa Radio. What's your name and where you calling from?
This is Dawn Jr., the CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network based in St. Los Angeles, California. I'm currently traveling down the highways and byways calling to you live from Florida. And I'm in the building.
Hey, Dawn,
what's going on, y'all? I had to call in and show some support. I get these text messages from you all the time, and I say, oh, you're going to have the Fabulous Magical Kingdom on. I said, okay, I got to call in and support. I support all powerful sisters and women of God doing some powerful movement, and I second what the brother said, you know, that just called in about being crucified with Christ, because everybody, when you read the scriptures, you have to look in the Bible, and it says real deep, Christ said, if you want to follow me, pick up your cross and let's go. And that means that you got to be crucified. You have to go through a whole transaction and a transformation. That means that everything that you, all the negative things should be used to flip around to make a positive result. And those, in order for you to have something, you have to start with nothing. So you have to be broken down. But I mean, I'm just loving the whole topic of conversation. I've been listening for a while, but I've been real quietly listening online. I said I got to call in though. I really appreciate y'all so much, man. It's been just a powerful movement of God. And I heard Pastor Smith. You know, I got to give love to Pastor Smith. It's just so much going on, man. I'm just loving the whole movement. That's about it.
I'm just proud of everybody that's on the line right now and listening. I'm glad that you guys are here listening through your phones or lines, but it goes further than this show. It's not about me. It's not about Kim. It's not about none of that. You know, we are tools to be used, and we are fighting against child abuse, sexual abuse, rape, molestation. Even I have dreams of my son being a pro football player. All the Penn State scandal that just happened with you being molested in the locker room, people coming in and walking back out with Kimberly was saying, like, you know, her sister, her blood came in and see her husband raping her and walked back out. You know, we can't turn our heads on this. I feel so strong. And me and Don was talking earlier today about our team, the teen dropout, the high school dropout. Most likely that's going to lead to teen pregnancy. But we need to be accountable to our kids, and we also need to look out for the others. If you see a Kelman, and this is one thing that I want to just say it was just in the hood. It ain't just in the hood. It's everywhere. I mean, it's everywhere. It's not just in the hood, but you see your friend, she getting mad at her kid or whoever and just turn around and just slap them in the chest. You know, hit them inside the head and carrying on. That's child abuse. Calling your and a B and yelling and carrying on, there is something in the inside of you that you need to check, because that's not cool.
It's not cool at all.
You can sit down and talk to your kid.
Nah.
You need to sit down and talk to your friend and say, look, I'm your friend and I care about you, but I care about these kids more. And you got to get yourself in check, because don't think that because we friends that I won't report you. Because I will.
Say it. And won't lose no sleep over it. Will not lose no sleep over it, because I'm showing you the future.
Yes, I will not lose sleep over it. You have to say that, and we gotta, you know, we call each other friends. Now you need to judge your friends by according to what the Word of God says. A friend is gonna bring out the best in you. You hear me? A friend is gonna tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. A friend is just you when troubles surround you. We are talking about we got friends. That's my bestie. My bestie wouldn't let me get high. My bestie wouldn't let me beat my kids. That's not a bestie. I mean, serious, put your kid yourself in the kid's shoes. You know, and I'm just so glad that we got you here. Kimberly, I'm glad that, you know, I met you. I'm glad that you was a soldier, because I'm a soldier, too. I'm a fighter.
I know you are.
And I'm going to fight for those who can't fight for themselves, because God has blessed me with the gift to do so. And now you got the Fabulous Magic Kingdom. And I love the Fabulous Magic Kingdom. I love that I can share this with my son and with my niece and with my youth. If there was anyone that you can have as a guest on the Fabulous Magical Kingdom, who would it be?
Wow. Well, you know, God is already there, so I would definitely love to have Mr. and Mrs. Obama, the president and the first lady,
hey,
on the show. I would love to have Ellen. Ellen, I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, DeGeneres, but
yes,
I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love her. Oprah Winfrey and Tyler Perry, I love him. I love everything that he's doing, everything he stands for, but I really would love to have a sit down and talk with the President of the United States and ask him, can we do, you know, how they did the Million Man March? I want to do the Million. I want to do the Million Child Abuse Awareness March.
Oh,
I want people to know, let's march. You ready to march? Let's march for something. And I don't care about the picket people on the sign saying that, you know, all of this. We don't see them. We don't see them in the name of Jesus. We're going to keep on marching. We're going to hold on tight, and we're going to walk for our children. It's time that we start walking for our children. It's nothing worse when you turn on the news. And I, seriously, when I turn on the news, and I, the last news that I saw where a man put his baby in the microwave, what in the world? What are you thinking? You know, so I'm saying we have to protect our kids. And I do want to say this real quick, Diva. We talk about our children, and they're so quick to put them on medication. But I really want to talk about special needs children. Special needs children are, some of them have no voices. And they are taking advantage of more than our children that are in regular schools, because a lot of them can't speak or they can't act out. But they're very, very smart. Understand, they're very smart. I have worked with them. They're very, very intelligent. But 80% of the time, they are the ones that's getting the most of the abuse, the neglect, the sexual abuse. You have children that are in comas, and you have, like, the staff that are having sex with them. You wonder why they're in a pregnant. So it's a lot of things that's going on. So we have to protect our special needs children also. Definitely. They're definitely close to my heart.
And you're definitely right about that. Special needs children. And we have heard of so many stories with, you know, the special needs children. And we heard of stories. And big shout out to the Independent Connect. I see y'all. Big shout out to Jit from Ground Hard Radio live in the building. Big shout out to Kano the Pyro from HME Radio. I appreciate you guys listening. These are two strong radio stations in Kings that's always been very supportive of Diva Spot Radio and me. But I so agree with you on the special needs kids, because they don't have a voice, but they're very smart in his ways that they can communicate to let you know what's going on. And we need to pay attention to this. I was a bus aide for 2 years for special needs. I would drive a car for one girl that was deaf, and then it was another kid when I was driving to the 10-passenger bus for, and I would pick up these special needs kids and, you know, put them in safe with their wheelchairs and stuff, make sure they're good. But I used to always think to myself, like, after I take them and drop them off, are those people treating them okay? Because it was one little boy that always used to come back, and he always used to be roused up after school. He was good in the morning, but when it was time to come back, he was roused up. So, you know, we can sit here and talk about this, but until you put action behind it, that's when it matters. Well, that's when it matters. When you put the work in. When you start educating yourself first, because we had a tendency to run off the emotions, then I'm going to be bringing Rodney in from, I'm going to be bringing Rodney in a few moments. He's with Man of God Ministries. He's going to be coming in a few minutes. But it's so important for us to pay attention to what's going on. And that's the thing that I really want to talk about, Kim, is how for our own kids and other kids that is not ours, what do we need to be looking for as far as when it comes to child abuse, rape, sexual abuse? What are some of the things that we need to keep an eye out on, and how can we educate ourselves so it won't continue to happen?
First of all, when you're teaching your children, my son was two years mm-hmm. old, so don't believe that your child, because they're two, that they don't understand. These children that's coming into this world now, it's like, they're saying some of the things that they're coming out their mouth saying, you're like, wow. You know, actually, I'm going to tell you this short story. I took my grandson, which is two, and they had this little puzzle in the McDonald's bag. And when I opened up the bag, I was like, well, Carter, you know, I don't even know how to put this together. What is all these pieces for? So I look on the phone. I'm talking on the phone. The next thing I know, I look over to the side and look at my grandson. It was a puzzle. He had put the puzzle together. He was like, Nanny, this is how you do it. I felt so embarrassed. So what I'm saying to you, I really felt embarrassed. But I'm saying to you is that
y'all know we got millennial babies.
A two-year-old child will know and understand. And if you're going to have a problem with, trying to talk to your children about child abuse or being bullied or being touched not in the correct spots or the different places, you know, you can go to my website, to the Fabulous Magical Kingdom website, www.thefabulousmagicalkingdom.webs.com. I have posters on there where you can actually purchase with the characters on there, and they're explaining different steps about child abuse. And you can actually sit down with them with the posters. But I'm here to say, and I hate to say, there is no safe place for your children. 68% of children that have been abused, they know their abuser. Now,
right.
I don't know if you were on the radio and you heard what I said, that it started in my home. It was a snowball effect. It started with my sister. It went to my niece. It went to my son. It went to my niece's daughter, where she ends up dying. We have to stop. You know, schools are not safe. Church is not safe. You know, when they say, let the usher take my child to the little boy's room. No. You stop them. You don't know them. They're the same people that you see out in the street. No, you don't know their background. No, you get up. You know, the Lord will understand if you get up and close your Bible and your child have to go to the little boy's room or the little girl's room and you take them to the bathroom. You know, you be careful with your family members, you know. There are so many signs. If your child is, let me give you an example. If your child is acting up in school and you get this phone call and the teacher says, I don't know why he's acting up in school, he's terrible, and you're saying as a parent, and you're saying, and you're a Christian, you're saying, like, look, no, I don't understand. This is not my child. And you guess what? Somewhere along the line, wherever you have your child spending their after-school program, wherever you have your child going to school at, it could be the church, it can be a family member, start checking. Stop what you are doing. Never be so busy that you're working so hard. I understand there you have to work. I understand you have to work two jobs, but this child did not ask to be here. You have to stop pushing your kids off. You need to stop and say, how was your day in school? Oh, can you draw me what happened today in school? How are you feeling today? There are different activities that you can do with your children to find out what's going on. If your child is taking a black crayon and he's taking it and he's marking it all up on a piece of paper, then you know what? There are some dark days in his life. We have to stop. We have to stop, and we have to protect our children, because I'm here to tell you, I'm a survivor. My niece right now, she's a survivor. She lost her child in the process, but if my sister would have stopped, well, she would have never told me to keep this lying secret, then my son would have never been molested, my niece would have never been molested, and my other niece would have never died.
Wow.
All the lies and secrets need to stop. And I will never go away. My voice will always be there. I will always be on Facebook. I will always be on LinkedIn, Twitter. Any avenue I can go through to bring child abuse awareness, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be like the President of the United States. I'm going to be sitting on top of Cloud 99 and saying with my hand up, power to the children. No more child abuse towards our children. That's how strongly I feel about it. I don't worry about what people think or say about me because God covers me in the blood of Jesus. So whatever you have for me, understand this. You're not throwing it to me because it's a purpose from God. You're throwing it to God. It never touches me. I'm just a vessel. Understand that. And I will never stop until my children are saved. They need to know God. You need to put your children and make them understand their purpose in life.
Wow. That's powerful. That should have, you know, empower all of us to stand up for our kids, for our youth. It is too much child abuse, child prostitution.
Yeah.
How do we get to the point that we, let me bring Rodney in. Man of God is in the building. Let me stop. Rodney, are you here? Rodney, can you hear me? 253-227, can you hear me?
This is Carl.
All right. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
You on, Rodney?
All right. We're going to get back to Rodney because, of course, he's running around and taking care of business, so I'm going to get back to him. But I definitely want to go in, to a break. But I wanted to lay this on y'all right here so we can really overstand, not understand, because we all know how deep you get down. When you understand something, it's limited. You're limited. You're only looking at something face. But when you overstand something, that means you went above and beyond to be able to get more information. You have unlimited information about this. But pay attention how we have character, like we have categories of molestation, child abuse, sexual abuse. How we got, this is not cool. Prostitution,
no.
Just imagine if that was your child. And I think the severity has to come in when you look at it as if it was your child. I'm going to take a short break, Kim, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Rodney. We're going to talk more about the site because I want to let y'all know how y'all can become a sponsor of the Fabulous Magical Kingdom as well because I'm looking at it right now. So you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Step Your Game Up Saturdays, each and every Saturday, 7 p.m. on the West, 10 p.m. on the East. Y'all know how we get down. I'm going to hit y'all with some Mary J. Blige. Feel inside, man. Let's go.
Let's get it. Get it.
Turn the track up a little bit. He's a rocking here.
Okay.
Category ain't my favorite, it's my story, I'ma state it. You could love it or hate it, I'm just a misfit. Blessed with good dick and intelligence. Hood nigga, holding no grudges or petty shit I started. Why are we cold-hearted, so guarded? Scared to get hurt, trying not to love the hardest, that's garbage. Remember when we loved each other, bathtub scrubbed each other, chilling, champagne spilling, feeling like the shit gon' last forever. Time went so fast, we had a blast together. Last we had friends we spent time with, now I be seeing your friends out. Then I'm reminded how we all used to gather up for the holidays. Now your friends all nervous to speak, they act afraid. I was your bestie, how we get to this as I reminisce, taking off my MJs in my empty crib. Mary, Mary.
I wanna make you happy, but you just don't see it. I wanna be your zombie, but I'm so tired of competing. We say all the wrong things, so we make each other cry. What are we doing? Will it ever get better? My heart.
Hello?
I do my morning crunches, play my jazz, pray to the east, and watch the sunset. But yet I was blowing you up.
This is how I feel inside, y'all. Welcome back, welcome back. It's your girl, Ebony D, live right here on Step Your Game Up Saturdays with Miss Kimberly Ram, live in the building, a.k.a. Lady Survivor. We surviving over here. That's because we know how we need to feel inside. I got Y-Dot live in the building with us. We got Kobe Clinton live in the building with us. We got Denia live in the building with us. Also, I want to give a big shout-out to a layer two over there. I'm glad that y'all are tuning in and listening. Make sure you press the one button to be heard, man. We definitely getting it in. I got my special guest here, and she's definitely dropping jewels. She's definitely a wonderful queen and a woman of God, and she's for the kids. You can't get it no better than that. She's a soldier for the kids. I want to, all the ladies that soldiers for the kids, I want y'all to call 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the one button to be heard. Y'all know how we get down. I want to get back to the fabulous magical kingdom. I'm a fabulous woman, so of course I was drawn to the word fabulous and then magical. And of course, kingdom, because I'm living that kingdom culture.
I know, that's right.
What is one of the live performances that you did with the fabulous magical kingdoms and all the fabulous characters that you'll never forget? And, you know, why wouldn't you forget this? What was so special about it?
Well, I went to one of the schools where, you know, it's in a city. And I'm not saying all city schools are like this, but they rarely get to see what we offer. And the young lady that asked me to come there, she was also in charge of the event, the after-school program. And she never seen me dressed up as Queen Anastasia. I hope there's no children on the phone so they won't know that I'm Queen Anastasia and White Wolf. And so when I went to get dressed and get fixed up, you know, we have our introduction music, and I came out, and she said she didn't know if she wanted to shout or if she wanted to just pass out. She was just like, oh, my goodness, I could not believe how beautiful it was. But what I remember the most about that show was this little boy. He came, and he ran up to me. When they saw White Wolf and Queen Anastasia walked out, he ran up to me, and he held on to me so tight, I thought he was going to break my little ribs. And, you know, they had him up in the air. They was trying to grab him off of me, and I was telling them, you know, to put him down, just let him go, you know, just give him some time, just put him down. And they were still grabbing, I was like, put him down, you know, because I'm thinking in my head, and this is a form of child abuse now, you know, I want you to put him down, I want you to let him go. So he was holding on to me, and all the kids was around me, and they was pulling on my gown, and they was all over White Wolf. And I happened to look down, and as I looked down at this little boy, he was saying, please, dear God, please, Jesus, please let me go back to the famous magical kingdom with Queen Anastasia and White Wolf. Please, dear God, please, God, dear God. And, I'm listening to all of this, and all the kids were so excited, but that is the best show I ever had, to look down at this little boy as he was holding on to me. And he's saying, please, God, please, God, please let me go back to the fabulous magical kingdom. Please, I promise I'll be good. Please, God, please, God. He just kept begging and begging. And I just felt so bad. And I was just saying to him, I was like, you're going to be okay. He said, no, I want to go back. So as the kids, I'm walking around, and it's like I'm wobbling, and he's walking with me, and White Wolf couldn't get him off. Or, you know, so for a while, he stuck with me through the whole show. But that was the best feeling ever, you know, because he knew about God. And he asked God to help him. So that was the best show I ever had.
And that is wonderful. I mean, just to have kids holding on to you like that and being that he knows God is a blessing. And you know, God is so great. Big shout out to you, God. Big shout out to Jesus. We just thank you for just giving us right now.
Hallelujah.
I just stop and thank you and tell you that I love you. And I'm thankful that you gave me this talent. I'm thankful that you've given us the tools and allowing and using us as tools to do your will, Lord. We got Rodney in the building. The man of God is here. Man of God, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hallelujah.
Welcome, welcome. How everybody doing?
How you
We're
doing?
We're doing great.
Doing good. I'm in the building. Now everybody in the building. Strong topic tonight. Strong topic like always, Diva. I'm just elated. I'm just listening and getting filled up with a lot of information. So I've learned how to deal with children that come in contact. So I come in contact with. So I'm glad and happy for all the information that's being shared, sis. Thank you so much. I had to let that be known that God said we perish because of lack of knowledge. And it ain't just about of him, but it's about our everyday knowledge about survival and being prayerful and watchful and things that's going on in our life and around us. And that's what's so important. So I really want to send shouts out to all the moms and some of the dads, too. Don't get twisted, because I'm a dad. I took a little personal. You talking about telling women to call in. Hey, there's some dads out here doing what we supposed to do and doing.
Well, you holler at them right now, Rodney. You holler at them right now. Tell them to call in. Tell them we got Miss Kimberly Rim here, aka Lady Survivor. We right here stepping our game up on Step Your Game Up Saturdays on Diva Spot Radio, and we talking about these kids. We talking about the abuse. We talking about the sexual abuse. And then when you call up, you got to know that it goes further than the show. After the show,
right.
All of us should be going and volunteering, becoming a part of an organization that fights against child abuse, sexual abuse, and educate ourselves. First of all, our first step, like, you know, Lady Survivor said, the first step is getting the facts. Getting the facts, knowing the facts, knowing exactly what you're getting yourself into and how you can help. Where can you help at? Very important.
That's right.
So, yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely.
And
we also have to remember, too, it's just so many different types of form of abuse out here. But we hear about a lot of the missing children and the missing children that we don't ever get an opportunity to find. And the reason why we don't find them because they're in child trafficking. And child trafficking, you think it's in other countries, but it's the highest here in the United States. And we need to pay more close attention to our children. Out there, I mean, it's just amazing. You know, when I think about when I was 11, I don't, you know, include that as part of my sexual first time. That was rape for me, and that will be with me for the rest of my life. But the reason why it's with me for the rest of my life, because I'm a survivor, the Lord wants me to remember. And to be honest, and, you know, I'm going to say this to everyone, if I had to do it all over again, if I had to be raped all over again, I would do it. If I knew I was going to be in the position I am now today to help our children, that's how strongly I feel about my kids.
Don Jr., I got your mic over your back. I got your mic over, Don Jr.
I heard that.
I mean, Rodney, what is your take? You know, and I'm going to get to you, 813-369. What is your take on, you know, and let everybody know who you are and exactly what you do, Rodney, before I ask you this question.
Okay, my name is Rodney. I'm directing the Man of God Outreach. I do a lot of different things here in the city of Tacoma, just reaching the community. We want to teach them right on, like the survivor, Lady Survivor is talking about. But I think it starts from home. Like, a lot of times what happens is if we don't have things going on with inside our house and inside our community, we don't know who to watch. But when we start meeting and greeting one another, children, and meeting the children so we can know who the parents is. So that's why I do a lot of things in the community so I can get to know who the kids' parents are and who the kids are that belong to those parents. So I can show myself friendly and let them know, hey, listen, I'm here to support you, to help you, and to guide you if I have to, because I'm still on this thing to take a village to raise a child. But sometimes the people in the village got to be watched.
Yeah.
So my thing is, if we start educating one another about and teaching love, caring, and togetherness, that's what my outreach is about. And that's what my thing is, as long as we are teaching that in our community and doing things and showing ourselves visible in the community, those folks that ain't got no goodness in them, they gotta flee. Because we know if I see a cat named Bobby with Miss Carl's son with little Clarence. Hey, who are you? I ain't never seen you. Hey, I need to find out what's going on. So let's take you to the house. Let's go down to the house. I'm not going to say, hey, you know your son with this guy? You know,
amen.
You know, so my thing with me doing the outreach is trying to meet parents so I can put the, like, when we was growing up, Miss Gladys knew who my mom was. They knew who child I belonged to. That's why they could correct me and make me do what was right, because they knew who I belonged to. And then my mom, when I told them I got corrected by Miss Claire, that's what she said. They my friends. They should have corrected her, but you should have been doing that. But that's okay, so there was some teaching going on there. With some teaching, and I think that's what the position is here. We need to start educating ourselves and one another so we can prevent all that stuff. So that's what I do. I'm just an outreach person that just want to reach the community, educate the community, just do things in the community to show some wholesomeness so we can know whose kids is. And I do a lot of different things here in the city of Tacoma. I'm excited about it. A lot of stuff going on, but I feel educated right now, so we'll talk about all this business later. But hey, Survivor, that's what it is.
Yes, sir. But I do want to say this to you. You know, back in the, I know what you're talking about, how the neighbors used to help back in the day and they used to do all of this. But sexual abuse started in old photo times. And because back in the day they would allow these other parents to take control over other children, they were the ones that was molesting these children. They were the one that was sexually abusing the kids. I don't take anything away. I'm not saying back in the day everyone was like that, but I'm saying that it started back in old photo time. You know, the same ones that the parents was allowing them to say, okay, you could correct my child. No. You're telling this person to correct my child. You're telling this your child to go to your neighbor's house. What I'm trying to make people understand, and hear me when I say this, when you're sending them to your neighbor, what makes you think your neighbor is not having your child if it's in your family? You understand what I'm saying? If your aunt or your uncle is abusing you. You understand? I don't blame my mother. I don't blame my mother. I love my mother. My mother was abused as really abused. So when I hear my aunts and uncles and they say different things about my mother, or they say different things about what went on in my life, or I say to them real quick, then where were you? You know, you knew my mother was struggling. Where were you? You understand what I'm saying? And the bottom line is we all need God in our life in order to change this world. We know that the devil's soldiers are trying to, they're trying to gather up. You know, they're trying to get their soldiers together, but what they don't understand is that God's soldiers are more powerful, you know, than their soldiers are. They can't, they will never be able to beat us. We allow them to think that they're going to beat us. You understand what I'm saying? Because, see, we're trying to get some of their soldiers. We're trying to get some of the devil's soldiers to come over to Christ. You understand? So I don't want people to think that back in the day, that's when they was ignoring the fact that the teachers were molesting the children. You know, your neighbors were molesting the children. They was keeping a lot of lies and secrets back then. It was a lot of lies.
And you know what? You got a valid you, when you said that, and I'm about to give to you 813, but when you just said that, like they were ignoring, the teachers was having sex with the kids, you got teachers now that's in the paper and saying, oh, she's pregnant, but she has sex with the child. You know, I got to be concerned. My son is in the fourth grade now. And, you know, God cover me, because if a teacher has sex with my son, Lord, give me the strength. I'm new to this thing. I'm new, but I'm not going to keep using that excuse. But I'm telling y'all, I'm not going to be in the paper for smiling at her. Let's go ahead and go to the hotlines, man. I'm glad, Kim, I got you so you can educate me on this and help me to deal with this. But 813-369 Down Junior, is that you?
It's Lady G.
Lady G, welcome. Oh, Lady G is live in the building. We done brought all the queens and kings out. It's about to be a party, y'all. Thank you, Lady G, for joining the show. I got my special guest, Kimberly Ram, a.k.a. Lady Survivor. She is a owner and the founder of the Fabulous Magical Kingdom. Say what's up to her and network with her.
Wow, that's wonderful. I just saw the subject of the
for some reason I saw the subject of the show tonight, and I said, let me get on this thing, because I do have experience with that, lots of experience with that. And also I have a degree in a bachelor's degree in psychology, and you know, I have been delivered from the problems of being sexually abused. So, anyways, children are something that I hold very dear to the heart, and I do believe I have something to offer. And I just love what you said, you know, earlier. I was sitting there, I was just smiling. I'm so proud of you for, you know, how much you're growing. And it was just like you said, God, soldiers are much stronger than the devil soldiers. And basically, you know, the Bible talks about something called generational curses. And I'm not a big thing on sin and all of that stuff. The bottom line is like, I was sexually abused by many, many people, including members of my family. And I was, like, abused so bad physically that, you know, nobody did anything about it. Because back then, it wasn't against the law to beat your kid, but there's a difference between disciplining and spanking your child and actually causing them physical harm. And I remember, like, a week ago, I was just thinking, you know, my song Dear Mother is based on that. You remember my song Dear Mother? Yeah, so I remember thinking, you know, I was just having some flashbacks of some of the things because I'm still working through the issues of it. You know, I was just amazed that I didn't die from some of the head injuries and other things that happened. And I have told a couple people my story of my life, and they're like, wow, you know, I don't see how you survived that and still have such strong faith, you know. And I was like, well, it was because I survived it that I have that much faith, you know. And one of the things that happened is, down through a child's experiences a trauma. And psychology says that when the child experiences a trauma, at that stage of development, they stop. And they operate in the mind of that stage of development, even though the body's growing and they're taking on new responsibilities and things like that. But the Bible says that it's a generational curse, and what they're talking about is the parents or the people that caused the trauma suffer from a stronghold and are being controlled by what I call demonic influences. And it's the potential children. You see, Satan doesn't know who's being born to the child of God, okay? So it's the potential children that he attacks. You know, and there's usually two symptoms. There's one, you know, that the child never, you know, pretty much recovered to go all out evil, you know, or very sinful in the flesh. And the other one who, even though the child suffers, they still seem to produce some kind of good fruit. But the main thing is to prevent that child of God is coming to full maturity in being a powerful adult. That's the aim of it, if you want to speak it biblically. Says it's not right. No. Does it happen? All the time. You know?
All the time.
It's not like, yes. If you look back into history, into like the 16th and 17th century, 18th centuries of England, they were marrying girls off for the sake of their pocketbook and keeping the bloodline pure. Okay, at 14, 15, 16 years old. Now, what I've come to realize watching the children that I help is that at 14, 16, 15 years old, you think you're invincible. You're larger than life, you know, and you want to be grown so bad that you think you're grown because certain things happen and you have no idea what life is really about. You understand what I'm saying? So the children put themselves in situations, and I believe a lot of this is due to the parental care or the circumstances, the environment of their life. A lot of the women who don't have fathers that pay them attention end up putting themselves unconsciously in situations where a man is paying them attention and something bad happens. You know what I'm saying? And basically what it is the child learns to associate evil with love. Because that is the thing that, you know, that was portrayed as love.
So it's an association that's unconscious, and they seek out things that are no good for their spirit, their mind, or their body later on in adulthood, and they can't stop the same thing from happening no matter how hard they choose, because it's a stronghold. It has to be broken by the power of God, literally.
And I have seen that with a couple of young girls. It was a young girl, and she made the paper. She was young. She was 17, and she was dealing with this guy that was 30. And the 30-year-old guy had a female that he was living with at home, and she was pregnant at the time. And he told her, basically, he was having sex with the young girl since she was 15. She had been knowing him since she was 15. And, you know, of course, she fell in love with him because she was young, and she obviously didn't know what love was. But what
right.
did she do after the 30-year-old broke it off of her and said, look, I don't want you no more. I'm done. I done used you up. I'm on to the
mm-hmm.
next little hot mama. She went to the house of his baby mother, slashed her face, stabbed her in her stomach. This woman was pregnant and killed this lady. She made
wow.
the paper.
No, listen, what child does that? That's a demonic influence. That
exactly.
Satan was bringing the child's ear, and it's controlled this child who has no defense. Her spirit has been shattered. What does a molester do? This is where I had to trace back to my origins of the first time recollection of the first case of my molestation. The guy wouldn't even speak to me when he came back to the house. He had his daughter with him. I watched TV with his daughter, and I couldn't stop. I had to ask the girl this question. And I said, can I ask you a question? And she was older than me, probably about 3 years. And she goes, what? I said, does your father touch you there too? And she goes, what are you talking about? I said, I think you know what I'm talking about. I was only like 5, you know?
Wow.
And I said, your dad, does he do that to you too? Because I had to know. My feelings were so hurt that this man had done this to me.
Mm-hmm.
Told me how special and pretty I was and all of this crap. I was in complete terror. There was nobody there to protect me. Okay, I couldn't protect myself. And so after he waltzes in the house and pretends like I don't even exist. Now, isn't it amazing
that
in my life I fall in love with men who don't want me?
Well, you know, this is the thing, and I'm going to say this to you. In order for you to get over all your pain and your suffering, there's only one way, and that is to forgive. It sounds, and you know, I will say this to anyone, it's a hard decision, but when the Lord says to you, you have to forgive. If the Lord forgive us for all of our sins and that, you know, they nailed him to the cross for our sins, we have to learn to forgive. If we call ourselves Christians and we want to be in heaven one day and be with the Lord and be glorified and all of that, we have to forgive even our rapists. And if I did not forgive my rapist, I would not have received my purpose. Lord cannot give you your purpose and release you of your bondage if you have hate in your heart. If you cannot forgive, you have to forgive. I'm sorry, there is no other way.
The hardest lesson for me to learn is because I went through some things where I took an inventory. I went through therapy and all of that stuff. The hardest, and then everybody has to realize that just because the power of God, you get saved and all this stuff, you start reading the Word, you continue to do the right thing no matter how hard it gets, because in His will, it's in His time, you know, and it's a process. So many people misrepresent
the thing. No, ma'am, this is what I'm saying
to you.
I understand that it's a process because I don't know if you heard my story. It is a process. When the Lord came to me, you understand, I told Him absolutely not. And it is a process, and you will get there. But what I'm saying to you
I'm there. I think you misunderstood what
okay,
I'm saying.
Okay, so,
yeah.
Right. So
I'm
what
there.
I'm saying, I'm saying
for
anyone,
me to learn. The hardest thing was for me to learn was to forgive myself, because what abused children tend to do is to think that there's something wrong with them and to blame themselves, and they develop something called self-hatred, which leads to self-destruction. Now, the devil constantly still kill and destroy. So he can't possibly do it to you without God's permission, so he has to convince you to do it to yourself. You understand? And that comes in so many forms. So I
want to jump in on this right here, Lady G. I want to jump in on this right here, too, because I do want to play your song, Dear Mother. But what you just said right there, self-hate. And it can come from home, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
It's coming, parents, guardians, listen. It's coming from the TV. It's coming
mm-hmm.
from the laptop. It's coming
mm-hmm.
from the MP3 player.
It's
coming from
the
iPad
that was told
it's coming
to
from
you.
The, it's coming from the magazines. It's coming
the rappers.
From
don't forget the rappers.
Everywhere. The rap, yeah, the rappers, of course. The R&B
mm-hmm.
singers, rock and roll, jazz. It's come.
Mm-hmm.
It's just coming from everywhere. But it's our responsibility, and I'm saying this to build some armor on our kids, aka confidence. It's us, it's our responsibility, and not just your kid, somebody else's kid. When I go to the Boys and Girls Club and when I'm spending time with these kids in the school or whatever, I'm like, oh, how you doing today? And they coming
That's
up
right.
to me and, hi, Miss Ebony, how you doing? You looking very good today. You know what? That was a good decision that you made with those shoes and that shirt. I know you're very smart. That's how I know you did that. And high five on that. I'm encouraging these kids. Another
That's
thing.
Right.
Pray
mm-hmm.
over these. Pray over your kids. Pray over your family members before they leave out that door. I don't care if they running late from work. You run behind them praying. And y'all know how many times
That's right.
I ran up out of here, and I'm like, Father God, protect my son with the blood. Give him traveling mercies as he come and go. Let no weapons and no tongues. Do not forget tongues, y'all. Let no weapons
right.
and no tongues be formed against me. In Jesus' name, I pray. But that self-hate is being taught all around the board. I want to take
That's
a short break because I want y'all to hear this song Lady G made called Dear Mother. It's your girl Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. Step your game up Saturdays. Miss Kimberly Rem, a.k.a. Lady Survivor, is live in the building with us. I know she got things to do. We're going to hold her a little bit longer, man. Let's go.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for all our blessings, Lord. I thank you for carrying us through, and I ask you to bless all our endeavors, especially the children. I was born with a curse, and my mother leaving only made it worse. At first came the hurt, then came being treated like dirt. By the age of 3, I was on my own. A crazy father who would always do me wrong. Insane seemed to be his only tone. I prayed every night, Lord, please make me strong. That's when I would snap back to reality in visions of these endless brutalities. So I swore I'd be good to the core, grow to be a woman way more than a whore. If life's a battle, I've been through a war. The things I survived would knock me through the floor. There's still so many things I dream I would do. First just make sure that this happens. Now I look back at the past, how the hurt hit hard and so fast. Outcast, addicted to glass, just trying to get a fix, how long will it last? Back then I was doing what I do, then the doctor told me I would have you. Who would have thought that she would slow down? Everything I lost had just been found. Never would I let that pipe put me in the ground. The devil kept calling, but I didn't make a sound. Standing at the crossroads, staring at the gate, God, give me the strength to step up to the plate. Eyes empty, so void, we're so afraid. You were my gift, time to meet my fate. You were born into that curse, drawn into that cycle, so I called on the warfare angel named Michael. Always come before a man, and I salute you for all you've been through. A true soldier, no chip on your shoulder. This
music's only making me bolder. Y'all getting older. Always knew mommy could do it. That's right, I told you. I thank God for all y'all. Couldn't put a thing in this world before y'all. Compassion, love, D is all unconditionally. And that's the type of love you can expect from me. You kids growing up so fast, and I just want to be the one to guide you and keep you on that path. Save you from the pain that I've been through. I dream of having so much more for you. So keep your head up, put your faith in the Lord, and take your life and make it so much more. Lady G.
Dear mother, I was so hard.
I remember,
but I remember, I remember.
You want
A diddly do. It kept Sia still for 3 whole minutes.
Yes. Wow.
I definitely, I mean, Sia gave you a great review. I said, Sia, do you like that song? She says, yes, Auntie. I really, really like that song. It's very good. And
so we take it to the schools. We take it to the schools. We actually have the signs, the posters up, and we give them out to the kids. And they marching around behind Queen Anastasia and White Wolf, and they're singing this song. And sometimes they're fighting over who they want to be. I was like, you can be whatever you want to be. You don't have to fight over that.
Right? You can be whatever you want to be. And I can definitely see the play, and I can definitely hear the song on Nick Jr. I really hear this song on Nick Jr. because, okay, of course, yeah, the cat is out the bag. Neva watch cartoons on a regular. Yes, I watch Nick Jr.
Yes,
I watch Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
I watch Cartoon Network, whatever. But
Dora, let me get a shout-out to Dora Explorer. And Dinosaur Train.
Yeah, Dora owe me money, too. I've been supporting you, Dora. I'm waiting on my check. Cut
look,
check.
And I've been supporting Dinosaur Train.
Why?
So wow.
Why not be?
That's
right.
Yes, ma'am.
That's so good.
Yes,
why not speak out to the beautiful, my beautiful queens over there? Maddie, shout out to Maddie. Give us some feedback on that song right there. I can see you and Maddie marching around. Yeah.
That's all I can say.
It makes you smile. It makes you laugh because it's so funny.
Yeah, that is super, super, like, that's super.
If you want to get more information about Ms. Ram and a diddly do song, you know where you need to go. We all need to take a time, go ahead and get on the spaceship and go right over to the fabulous www.thefabulousmagicalkingdom.webs.com. Again, that's www.thefabulousmagicalkingdom.webs.com, and check it out over there and become a sponsor too. Ms. Brown has a great sponsorship program. You definitely want to support. If you're a supporter and a survivor, you definitely want to support what she's doing. She has a lot of great things going on over there, and I'm so proud of you. It's just a blessing to have had you, on the show and for you to share your experience. I thank you for, sharing your experience. And Lady G, I thank you for sharing your experience too, because these things are not really easy to talk about, but you guys are fighters and you guys are soldiers.
Yes,
so
Lord.
You want to be able to help others. You took your pain and your abuse and everything that went on, and you went to God and you was able to get some armor and get some tough skin and say, I don't want this to happen to nobody else. It's just not about of me. It's not about what happened to me.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
That's right. I totally agree with that. And that's what people have to realize, we have to accept what happened. We can't change the past. But we don't have to stay in the prison that was made
Say
for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like these things were meant to stop us, to prevent us from our growth, to prevent us from showing the glory of God. And I'm more than a survivor. I'm not just a survivor. When I was delivered, I became a conqueror. You know what I'm saying? And that happened through the power of God. I didn't do it by myself. The only thing that could release me from that was the power of God. And it's not about religion. Absolutely has nothing to do with religion. It has to do with becoming intimate with God. And in that intimacy, you share daily conversations. He provides everything that you need for your journey, and he shows you his love. And because you don't even know who you really are. For me, I was crippled so much in so many different places. I looked like a normal person, but if you had spiritual eyes, you could see how crippled I was. So God just took me on this journey. I had to suffer just like Christ had to suffer, not just like Christ, but I had to suffer as Christ suffered also. You know what I'm saying? And so everything that I went through was for my greater good. And he made a heck of a woman. I stood on the potter's wheel, and he molded me, and he bended me, and he took me through stuff. I went through the fire, but not one time was the hair on my head hurt.
Well, I want to say, I do want to say this. I would like to say this to you, that I totally agree with everything that you're saying. And when people say to me, well, you said this is your purpose, this is the gift that God has given you, and this is your purpose from God, why do you not allow the characters to go inside of, you know, the churches? Because it's not about, you know, my characters are not religious. They're from over the rainbow. You understand what I'm saying? And if I was to take them into a Jewish church or to a Christian church, then they will be labeled. And the Lord wants all of the children to take part in the Fabulous Magical Kingdom. All kids are welcome inside the Fabulous Magical Kingdom, no matter what color you are, special needs, handicap. It doesn't matter. All kids are welcome. And first of all and foremost, I want to say there's God. Without God, I would not have my purpose. There's God, the purpose, with the children, and there's little me, which is the vessel. And I give all the glory to God, and I would not be where I am today. I am Lady Survivor, and I'm so grateful for the name that he has given me. And I will continue to fight this battle until the end. And I definitely want my million march for the Child Abuse Awareness towards our children. I want that. And the only way to get that is if we keep spreading the word and putting it out there. But most definitely, I cannot do this without him.
I definitely thank you for that. We have came to the end of the show, you guys. I'm so thankful, Ms. Realm, that you came through. I'm so thankful for everybody that's tuned in. And again, you know, the fight is taken offline. You know, we're talking about this online, but we have to take it offline and get active.
Amen.
I'm
going
to go down my panel right now. I want to give you guys to give a shout out and put yourself out there. And Lady Survivor, I'm going to start with you.
Wow. You can go to my website, which is www.thefabulousmagicalkingdom.webs.com. I am an open book. I am an open book. Everything about me is on my website. You can become a sponsor. You can donate to the cause as little as $10 to help our children. I will never stop. I will never stop. And I will say this one more time. If the Lord came down here today and said there will be no more child abuse towards our children, I will give myself away. Your child, Ebony, anyone's child that's on this phone is listening is my child. I will not stand back and allow my children to be abused. No more lies and secrets. You can hit me up on Twitter as Mrs. K_Rem. You can go to Facebook, type in Kimberly Rem. I'm there. I have a fan page on Facebook for Child Abuse Awareness. You can go on that fan page and click like. The fan page is for anyone that has been abused or being abused. You can get information from there. You know, I have a Thinking Outside of the Box group. As long as you don't exploit children or women, you're allowed to be part of the group. If you exploit children or women, you're getting out of my group. That's just the bottom line. I also ask that if you come to my page on Facebook, look at what my page is about. You know, just don't put garbage on my page because I will delete you as my friend on the Facebook page. Child abuse awareness is not a joke. It's serious. And understand, it might not be your child, but the Lord can flip it sometimes. So be humble and stay grounded. And I love you guys, and I love you for all your support. I love you, Ebony, for giving me the opportunity to bring awareness to what's going on with the children. And I thank you, Jesus, for being who you are.
Shout out to you. Thank you, Kim. Denaya, I'm going to go ahead and throw it to you.
Oh, my God. It's been such a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so very much for all the information you've given. And it is just a blessing to have somebody like you that is really, really standing up for children that have been abused. Please follow me on Twitter at D-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A-Y-A-N-A- YADD for you. I'll follow you back. Anything you need to do out, I will do it. No question. I'll put it on my fan page, all that kind of stuff. I think that's a really good idea. How you said having the million person march for preventing
abuse,
like that is huge. I love it. I love it. You should definitely try to get it
down.
I'm definitely down for that.
Yes, we need it. And you can actually go on my website and click on fan page, and it will take you directly to my fan page on my Facebook.
Awesome.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm. Why not? I'm going to throw it to you.
Well, I'm just going to say thank you for the experience. To all the queens that's on the line, you know, highly appreciated this show tonight. It's been very, very, very blessing. I do, 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 do. I like that. That's in my head for the rest of the night. I'm going to marinate on it, and I'm going to enjoy it.
Well, definitely, Lady G, I'm going to throw it to you, Lady G.
Okay, my name is Lady G. You can find me on Twitter under Team Kennel GG. Right now, I'm joining forces, working on competing to join forces with the real Rick Ross, the one who was just released 2 years ago, who is now publicly speaking in schools and doing other things, trying to counteract what the rapper Rick Ross is doing and sharing his life experience on just how drugs and everything else contaminates the community. So right now I'm competing to go to California with him. He's making a movie about his life, and I'm competing to have the soundtrack for that. So you can vote for me on www.amptv/thereal.com and go to the Real tab, click on West Palm Rappers, and find Lady G and vote for her so the right people can get with the right people and we can all just make this stuff work.
All right. I just want to again say thank you to everybody that tuned in. It's just a blessing to be able to have this palette. Y'all make sure y'all follow me at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. Hit me up on Facebook, Ebony Brinson, and stay tuned. Stay tuned, you guys, for the Single Mothers documentary is definitely being filmed as we speak right now. So it should be released around the end of 2013. But Single Mothers is a documentary. I know it's going to spin off to a reality show, but it's going to be one of the realest shows that you ever seen. Y'all make sure y'all check in with me tomorrow on Spiritual Feeding with me and Mike Mitch, 7 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east. Make sure you bring your plates, a.k.a. your Bibles, because you know we got nothing but food out there.
Amen.
Okay, God first, family second, career third. Thank you again, Kimberly, for coming through and spreading the knowledge. You're welcome back anytime. And I definitely want to, you know, when you do have time for you to come through so we can make this a regular thing. Again, guys,
absolutely.
I'm glad that we was able to do this online, but the fight start online, inside our homes, outside our homes. I'm about to go in, take the show out with a diddly do, because I like that song, and I know why Dot likes it too. Go get Maddie. Where Maddie at?
She's sweet. It's Valentine. It was Valentine 2 hours ago.
Oh, yeah, you over in Ohio. My bad. Tell Maddie I said, I did it,
Oh, did it, Oh, did it,